folks. I was kind of getting wrapped up. Like that song a lot. And again, I almost played it through, you know, it's Smash Mouth and whatever. Hey, I guess we're on the second hour. This is the Republic of Texas radio show. We've been talking a little bit about Agenda 21 in our local Fredericksburg City Council. It doesn't do things the way I exactly want to do things. And I'm glad Sally just called in. She told us a story of people actually giving to other people because they care. And I don't understand why they did it, but I do appreciate that. Maybe they felt guilted or whatever, and I don't want to overanalyze it because I know people are decent at the root. You know, and I'm not one of those people that say at the root we're all evil. Nope, not going there. I think people want to help, but then they're scared. They're scared about the not having enough money to actually help people and get past it. You ever give away your last dollar? And Earl, I know you're out there. Hang on a second. But you ever give away your last dollar and say, you know, okay, I got 20 bucks. You seem to need it more than I did. I've done that before, you know, supporting broadcasting. John Stadtmiller would sit there and come on the radio and say, look, folks, we got to do this. And I'm going, man, I'm just getting my head above water. And there's $100 in the bank. Okay, here you go, John. Here's 50, you know. And then you know what usually happens to me. No, I don't get another $50. I get another bill for 100. But I get past that, too, because giving's important. You really can give to the network. The network could help use some money. We'll talk. Maybe, Sam, you can go ahead and send me that the phone number that they'd call to send money. And I'm not begging for money for Republic Broadcasting. I just want you guys to know that you can support them, and you should support them. Okay.
I believe that number, Steve, is 800-724-2719.
You're exactly right. That's just what Sam, you know, threw up on there. 800-724-2719. You can donate $20. You're not going to lose your shirt. You can give them whatever. I'd love to see some money come that direction.
Yeah, I know that number because I've called it quite a few times myself. You know, not saying I'm any kind of a special person, but I, you know, if RBN went off the air, I'd lose a great source of information, and I don't want that.
Yeah, and then, you know, well, every dollar counts, folks. Let's go on to Earl, and I'll get off my soapbox. Hey, Earl, what are you doing, man? How are you?
Doing good, Steve. Hope you all are doing fine. In reference to the ball fields and what have you down there and all across the state and all across America, as a matter of fact, well, a couple years back when I was trying to have a petition against the city council to them, for them to go ahead and find an alternative to the property tax, and I beat my head against the wall there for about a year doing that. But that's the deal. If an alternative could have been found, or if they were willing, if the mayors, I suggested a workshop for the mayors throughout the state to find an alternative, that would then eliminate the property tax. The people would then become owners, and then I think would become very jealous if anybody tried to sneak in some sort of tax on their property. They would be quickly to defend it. But basically, it falls on deaf ears. And my wife brought up a good point that I know, that the people, when they go to the voting booth, they have a choice to vote for it or not vote for it. And more times than not, the folks are voting for something that they think is going to be a good deal for the children. But in reality, they keep burying themselves into continuous debt and lack of ownership.
It's always for the chillins, isn't it? It's always for the chillins. If that's all you hear, it's always for the chillins. It's, you know, we got to save the chillins, you know. I'm sorry I'm making fun of this, but they know that's, you know, most people want what's good for their kids. But so they're going to say, well, you don't want to go against the chillins, do you? You know, we've got to have this. So, you know, they know what makes us work. They know what makes us tick, and they know which strings to pull. We know the heartstrings. And well, unfortunately, most people with the information they receive fall into it and will just go along and acquiesce.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. But, you know, we're not thinking it through. Previous generations has not thought it through. Because if you're really for the children, that means that even when the children grow up, so therefore, why saddle that person with a debt? Why allow that person not to own property? Because property is the most essential part of freedom.
Yes,
it is.
If you do not have a place of ultimate sanctuary that you can retreat to, that you cannot be kicked off of, you are not free.
That's absolutely correct. And that's basically what I had to say, and appreciate your time, and good program.
Thank you, Earl.
Thank you. Hey, we got Mike in Kentucky. Hang on there for a second, Mike, and we'll open up the phone lines, 1-800-313-9443. It's kind of nice to see Mike in here so early, right? Well, I guess it's kind of late. But I'd like to add something to what Earl was just talking about, the property tax and so forth. And for some reason, a story came up to my mind about I was in church at one time, and then, you know, it was big old church, about 300 seating for about 300, and all these strangers were there, and it's just like, well, what are these people? They're not part of our church. Well, it turns out that our pastor had asked another pastor to come over that he hadn't been heard from for like 10 years. You know, he just dropped out of the churchy scene, and you know, he was going to speak, and so all of, you know, his old congregation heard that he was speaking at our church, and they flooded the area. Now, he got up there and, you know, he looks over to the audience and he says, I'm going to tell you guys something about the disarray that we are in a church. And this is a parallel, right, to our government and to land and property tax. He goes, that guy's big. Come on over here. Help me out with this. And he gave the kid a backpack. And he says, see, you're part of the church. Here's your backpack. And then he proceeds to grab a rock, a big rock, and he says, here, now, since you're part of the church, you need to come on Sunday. And he throws a rock in the backpack. And then he goes, and you need to be accountable. And he grabs another rock and he throws that other rock in it. And he's standing there with his backpack and it's getting heavier. And he continues to go, Wednesday night is worship night. You need to be there. Boom. You need to be on this. You need to be there. You need to be there. All of a sudden, the guy can't even stand. Well, I guess property taxes is kind of like that. If you don't have a backpack, they can't lump their rocks into it. Therefore, you can't get, taken down. And when they scream for the children, right? I mean, honestly, they're sitting there lumping things into the child's backpack that they're going to have to deal with, that they don't even know that it's on their back and they don't feel it until they're 18 and 20, but you can't get through to them. Frustrated trying to get through. Hey, Mike in Kentucky.
Great analogy.
What's going on, Mike? Are we sideways today? What do you think? Mr. Mike. I don't know. Maybe
I'm on here now. I think
okay.
Punch me through. The community I'm in, and I think it's probably fairly common across America, and it makes me wonder why people have any loyalty to such a system they live in fear of. Our community is so short-sighted, I guess you could say, that they build a plastics factory next to the school compound, and they just keep building more. They put more and more schools in the same school compound, and of course, children have to ride up to an hour each way out of their day, you know, up to 2 hours out of the day, just to get to this massive school complex where they've added a grade school and a middle school to the high school that was originally built there. And then, you know, quite a few years, actually, after I graduated, and people around there smell the plastic fumes all the time. I've talked to industrial hygienists, and they say anytime you smell this stuff, it's already way above your occupational exposure level. So all these children from kindergarten through 12th grade are getting exposed to the occupational level of of plastic residues from this factory and paint fumes and stuff. And then they contract out a lot of the work so that they don't have to worry about their employees being exposed to it. So my point of the whole story is now the school system wants to redo the football field, since you're talking about baseball fields. They're putting AstroTurf down, and if you've studied the AstroTurf issue, they use this really fine ground tire product. It's ground-used tires, and it's been associated with all kinds of problems. And they recently did this remodeling of the high school while the high school was in session, and they had a mysterious, they call a rash and illnesses amongst a bunch of the young women, and they couldn't explain it. And I found out that the factory workers over there call it the guardian rash because it showed up in a lot of the workers and people that work there. I know a woman who got pregnant who quit and, you know, went to work at a restaurant because she was so afraid of it. And I try to give her some hints or tips about taking iodine and different things to try to protect her thyroid or whatever. But the funny thing is about this, people that have youngsters or grand youngins in the system are so afraid of retribution that they won't even go to the school system board meetings. I mean, they're like, well, I'll be blacklisted. And I've actually had my people in my family like, don't you stir up anything. You're gonna get me blacklisted because they know you're related to me. You're going to cause trouble for my children in school. And I'm thinking, what society is worth having any loyalty to if you're living in this kind of fear?
And They've got us comfortably living in fear. That's what they've got most of the world doing.
Right across the country, no matter how much of this going on. I mean, you know, I think there's one neighbor guy that got the EPA on him. But get this, the last time they've had a couple of fires, this factory I think is about 20, 25 years old. They've had a couple of fires out there, and I've went out there and videoed it and posted it on the internet and stuff like that. The last time I was out there, they were doing the homecoming rehearsal, and you know, and the kids are just going along on the football field like no big deal, and there's firemen going up on the factory like 150, 200 yards away, full turnout gear, going up on this factory on the ladders, you know, and to work on this fire on this factory. And nobody's being told, we need to go inside. You don't need to be exposed to this stuff. And these are our progeny, our posterity, whatever you want to say. That's this mutagenic stuff. I mean, it's been shown to cause, to mutate your DNA and disrupt your endocrine system. And it's like, it doesn't matter. You know, a guy from California moved here to this town, I guess, to get his children out of the Los Angeles area. I talked with him. He was an industrial hygienist. He went to the air quality permit, and there's like six people there, you know, that are not needing to be there. One of them was this neighbor guy that called the EPA on him, but the whole situation to me demonstrates that, you know, we've got our society is seriously and has been for a long time just living in fear. And that leaves us in the Patriot Movement, I think, an easy target for
And you know what? Here's the thing. I was one of those six people, you know, that actually would stand up and, you know, stood out. And I, for a time there, Mike, I would sit there and I'd go to the Saudi City Council meeting and every dang meeting that they had, you know, some of the meetings, you know, there was only the selected or elected officials that were sitting there talking about stuff and me. Me with my little recorder, and I had this little hi-hat on, and I'm going to get this out to the masses. Well, you get to the point, and I know a lot of people here in Fredericksburg that have gone to city council meetings. They go there. If you're a regular, reoccurring thing, you can almost get poisoned to thinking that some of these things are good. In your case, you got the factory right next to you, burning plastic, making plastic, you know, everybody's getting sick, but they can drag an expert up over there and he'll say how wonderful and how safe and how new this factory is and bleeding edge, cutting edge. It's great. And the revenue you get for your school is wonderful. See, look, it's for the children that we keep them there. And I don't know, it's cognitive dissonance for sure.
Does everyone have to remember this phrase? We've done some testing and we can tell you the air is safe to breathe.
Oh, well, September 11th anyway, for $20. You know,
I think that the head of the head of the school system, of course, I think what he wants is to retire and have this sports complex, which is just the football field, renamed after him. You know, that's what I think. But and the same day I found out about this putting down the AstroTurf, I mean, before I found out about it, there's a story released on the internet about how AstroTurf is so unhealthy and cancer risks, and why is it being covered up? And then, boom, I found out this afternoon.
That rubber that they use came from tire retreading plants. They've got a machine that shreds all the old tread off, and that's where that all comes from. It blows it into a trailer, and they come pick it up, and
On the AstroTurf, what makes it really bad is it's really fine powder, and so when you got youngsters rolling around in this stuff, you know, and playing football or soccer, and they pounce down on it, it creates a dust that they breathe in their lungs. And so, I mean, it's not good. And, of course, the local constabulary is like, we're going to cut our costs by reducing the maintenance on the grass. And I'm thinking, well, that hurts the local economy because you're not going to have people that are making money maintaining the grass, and you're just going to lay out just ridiculous amounts of money for this AstroTurf to some company that's not local, and all that money leaves the community. You know,
lose the job, and they still keep asking for more money. This is going to save us money. People lose jobs, and they ask for more money. And where's it going?
Somehow, it's
going
to save us money. That's just, I mean, so much steaming pile of bullcrap. I mean, if that doesn't tell you that your education system is inadequate, right there, you should say, look, this is a great demonstration of how you people are not doing your job, or else there'd be a lot of people here protesting this because they'd be smart enough. And they wouldn't be living in fear of your little fiefdom. You know, I mean, you're not teaching our kids American history. Or else they wouldn't be putting up with this crap. So much for Patrick Henry. You know, Patrick Henry.
It all feels like the New Order of the Barbarians. You know, Dr. Richard Day, and you know how they really don't want your kids to be healthy. They're going to tell you they want them to be healthy, but they do everything to hurt them, to chain them up, chain them down. You know, we're talking about $20 million worth of expenditures for a baseball, acres. And that's bad for them. You've got kids rolling around in powdery, you know, tire residue, or gonna have them. And meanwhile, they're burning plastic. It's kind of like, and they're going, it's okay. It's okay.
And they've got unexplained illnesses at the high school. And you know what? The weirdest thing is, the woman that told me about this, when I was like, okay, well, let's show up at the school board meeting. And she's like, well, it would be conflict of interest with my business. And she's like running the bank or something. And I'm like, or she's owner of the bank. And I'm like, what do you expect me to do about it if you're not going to back me up? You know, if you're not going to show up. And your granddaughter was affected by this stuff. So, I mean, I don't know how to get through to people.
I don't either. Hey, Mike, did you tell us about a Rutger Hauer movie last week?
Oh, yeah, there's a couple of them, but...
Hang on through the break. I was looking for that. Just hang on for a second. Republic of Texas Radio.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back. We got Mike in Kentucky on the line, and we're talking about all sorts of stuff, and I'm holding him over a little bit because I wanted to ask him about a movie, because I find movies are fascinating, and they told us all sorts about the world. And, man, what was that Rutger Hauer movie you were telling me about? What was that called?
Well, of course, there's a couple of them that I like, but I think the one I was telling you about was Escape from Sobibor, which is about the work camp, death camp, whatever you want to call it, that embarrassed the Nazis so much. They realized after Rutger Hauer was, you know, it was mostly the undesirable Jews that were in that camp, and then some of the Russians were brought in that had been captured on the battlefront. Rutger Hauer plays one that was one of those, and he and others notice that they are going to be the Nazis, the Gestapo would be having some kind of shindig meeting, and because they were trying to get their boots and jackets tailored to go to this shindig, and so they realized, oh, there's some kind of a big event. We're going to far outnumber everybody, so they decided they would do a mass run for the exits and trample the barbed wire, and so I think about 600 out of the 1,200 escaped because of that. Mm-hmm. And some, a lot of them got machine gunned, and some of them even ran through the minefields. But it's called Escape from Sobibor, and I think whatever we got coming down the pike here, we need to remember that once they think you've got, you know, if you end up in a internment camp or something like that, once they think you're pacified and you're not going to do anything, just wait until you outnumber the guards and you can do something like that and get out. I think that's the movie. Otherwise, it might have been trying to tell you about Blade Runner. If you know about Blade Runner, the cult classic,
yes,
it's supposed to be coming back out with some kind of, you know, Blade Runner 2040 or something. I haven't seen much about it, but there's a scene that where comes, Rutger.
Go ahead.
There's a scene where Rutger. Harrison Ford is about to fall off this building, you know, it's the very end, and Rutger Hauer, the actor.
I've seen things. Yes. I've seen
fires on cars. Before that, Yeah, before wow. that. Before that, he's staring down at him. He's about to fall off the building, and he goes, "How does it feel to live in fear? That's what it is, to be a slave." I mean, you know, the Rutger Hauer himself came up with the part you're talking about. He kind of rewrote it. It's a fair, you know, the soliloquy where he says, "Time to die."
Was a great movie.
Yeah, it's a it's a cult classic. I saw it when I was I was actually, the local theater director let me in when I was underage to see that, so it kind of influenced me a lot to keep a lookout for all this genetically modified junk that's coming down the pike since the 1990s, and you know, kind of
helped
my ears.
There has been human cloning going on. That's a scary thing. Like I said, the background I have, I understand how it's done, and it wouldn't be that hard for someone with a little secret lab.
Yeah, but I think the real problem, knowing what I know about small, you know, early childhood development, they can't figure out. I mean, they could grow soldiers probably in an elephant or a cow right now, you know, with organ rejection drugs, and they could have a cow or an elephant pop out of, you know, a human replicant. But the brain development involved there in the early childhood is situated. They can't. I don't think they can figure out how to mimic that so that they could grow. You know, like in Star Wars, Clone Wars. You know, where it could, you know, pop out soldiers, stormtroopers, ready to be, you know, put on the battlefield.
You're talking about have them pop out of the womb as a fully grown. Who knows?
Almost. They could, by gestation periods in an elephant, for instance, going out to almost 2 years, or in a cow, larger. Yeah. In a human, if you could somehow increase the gestation from 10 months on out to, say, 2 years, you know, and keep them growing at that same rate, you'd have an almost fully developed, ready to hold a gun soldier.
I'm sorry, Mike. I just got to laugh. It's like, you know, sometimes, like, this show is straying way out. Sometimes we end up in outer space. Now we're ended up in an elephant's womb. So
we
tend to go everywhere.
The technology is just crazy. I mean, people don't keep up with it to know. But there's a book in the 1960s I found in a used bookstore called The Biological Time Bomb. And the guy had to rewrite the premise to the book, or the preface to the book, because they had successfully assembled a virus from scratch when he wrote the book. They created stuff.
DNA is. I've heard announcements. Synthetic DNA. Human head transplants.
They're working on that. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate that, Mike. Wait, Jerry in Chicago, hang on. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Okay, we're back. Yeah, well, we're not growing people in elephants, at least I'm not. Alan, you're not growing people in elephants, right?
I take the fifth.
Doc, what do you think? Is that kind of a strange subject? You ever do any research on that?
Well, one of the things that I've observed over the years of playing doctor here is that man never ever has figured out how to duplicate what I truly believe God has done. So we can clone and we can do all kinds of weird things, but you can't ever make the same thing. It just doesn't work. Man can't make a lot of the vitamins. It can't make a lot of the nutrients. It just doesn't work. So the more they try, the more frustrated they get, and that's why I think they push so much for robots, because robots are the only thing that they can actually make do what they want them to do.
Yeah, well, they won't be able to make humans, but they'll make something like it, you know, some kind of chimera. Oh, I don't know. Let's go to Jerry in Chicago and see where his head is. Hey, Jerry, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic, gentlemen, and you got a really good show today, and I have a lot of respect for Mike from Kentucky. I love listening to him call in. There's quite a few callers that call in to RBN that bring a lot of information, and he's one of them. But you hit it on the head when you were talking about the visiting pastor from another church and the backpack and the rocks and everything. I just wanted to mention that. That's a very good analogy to bring up to people that, you know, we, the middle class, are bearing this burden that the fat, rich oligarchs just keep putting on us. And someday you're either going to rip out the bottom of the backpack or break your back trying to pick it up. And they're making us all broke. But one of the main things I called in about was when you said about these school board meetings, somebody had mentioned that you know, you're not doing your job because look at how stupid the people are, or how ignorant the people are. Let's not use the word stupid. how ignorant the people are in just letting you do all of this stuff that's poisoning our kids and killing us in the long run and taking away our economy. I think that really hit it on the point that the educational system, and John Moore, another host on this network during the week, first show of the day, weekdays, he's talked about, you know, when he graduated, it was either 65 or 66. That was the last time that America led in across the world in education and free education, if you can call it free, because they're taxing me and I have no children to run our school here in town. So I think he's absolutely right. I mean, we keep going downhill and you take away cursive writing and free handwriting and things like that. I mean, we're going downhill, and we're going downhill fast, and we've been going downhill. We just didn't realize it because of our ignorance.
And some of the bus drivers, Jerry, you know, proverbial bus drivers, they don't see that. You know, the other day I was over at the supermarket with my 9-year-old, and he saw this lady, and she's giving out samples of what the hell ever they cooked up. And he goes, oh, and he runs over and he's, oh, that's my teacher. And I'm all, well, your mom's your teacher. And she sees him, oh, my God, it's so great to see you. Oh, how's school? He's all, I'm homeschooled. And then you watch her face kind of, you know, shift. Now, I see her a little differently than she sees herself, because I see her as part of this process, the indoctrination camps, the independent school districts that are not independent. I see her as a teacher, a facilitator, for now, pretty much facilitator, not a teacher. And I go, man, that sucks. And you don't even make any money because you're here at the supermarket handing out samples of processed food. Right. And I'm looking at her face as it shifts from a homeschooled. Why would you do that? And I'm thinking in my head, I'm kind of like, and now he has penmanship. You know, his math is just getting great. And you guys didn't teach him any of that. And so I felt bad for her. And I'm sure she felt bad for him. But he's doing great now. I don't know. It's a crazy world when they can't see it, Jerry. They don't see our perspective.
Well, you know, you hit it right on the head. And I've got experience with this with a friend of mine that homeschooled all of his kids from third grade on. And my niece, who pulled her son out of school in seventh grade, and he was college bound by the time he was 14 years old, 2.5 years before he got his driver's license. He needed a ride to go to college. And now he's doing very well, very smart kid. And I mean, it seems like you just excel. You excel at what you do when you're homeschooled because, you know, they don't teach you all of the crap that you don't need to know.
Right.
You learn how to learn.
And I would like to add one analogy, since you got a doctor on your staff there, is that, you know, the medical practice in this country, they simply call it a practice. Now, would you hire a roofer or an electrician that claimed to have a practice? He's going to practice on your house putting a roof on. You might have some leaks. Or an electrician is going to practice in your home. You might have some fires. But we get away with it with the medical practice.
I know. Hey, why don't you go for that one, Doc? Are you practicing?
Well, me and Jethro Bodine both graduated from the sixth grade, so I'm not sure what Jerry's talking about. But, yeah, he's right. And I was an electrician for a long time, and we never said I was practicing. But now that we're doing the medical profession, it's all practicing, and it's very funny. And I think a lot of the things that go on today are pharmaceutically motivated, because if you don't have sick people, who's going to buy all them drugs?
And you know, that's where we tie it all together. You know, Mike was sitting there telling us about a Rutger Hauer film, and that just gave me flashbacks to Agenda 21 and THX 1138. And that's a perfect example of where they want to push the future. The THX 1138 is a film by George Lucas in 1971. And it showed us where they want the world to be. And that world that they want everybody everybody unisexed, right? So you don't really have sex, and you have roommates, you're bald, and you're drugged up the entire time, and the pharmaceuticals become your god, right? And that was that world. So the schools don't need to make smart people. Smart people are a problem, Jerry. It's a problem for our society because they think too much, I think.
Charlotte Iserbeat.
Oh, I think you hit it on the head right there. I would like to leave you with one thing, too. Deanna Spingola had a guest on her show, this is years ago, that basically said that all a doctor is in the medical practice is a mediator between the patient and the pharmaceutical corporation. That's it.
Yeah, and I would probably qualify that as MD. Right, you know, a medical doctor, they're the you know, naturopaths, kind of like Doc Krupa.
Your surgeons out there, there are good parts of it, but the vast majority of it is pharmaceutical. Yes, I'll agree.
Hey, thanks for your call, Jerry.
I'll leave you. Well, Go ahead. Thank you very much, guys. You have a blessed day. Thank you.
Well, you can leave me with something if you want. You got something else?
No, that's it. I'm done. Thank you very much. Great show.
That was Jerry. Bam. Charlotte Iserbe, huh? Alan, you know, that's a crazy book.
Dumbed Down, I think dumbdownusa.com, I believe, is her website. dumbdownusa.com, I believe. Read that book. It will tell you why, if you can look back on your schooling, you can see the programs that came in while we were in school. She's documented all this and what's happening in the future, and it's all pretty much on timeline. It's scary. Mm-hmm. All this stuff is written down in several places. You just have to find it. It's not really that hard to find. It's kind of hard to read and to really actually realize, the reality of the world around you. But hey, those of us listening out here, or if there's some new people out there, it's new people, it's scary. But it's reality, and there are other people out there who've been through every feeling that you're going to have when you start doing this. So just realize, I think that's why I like to listen. I like to hear other people's point of view. I like to hear other people's experiences going through this. And that's all of us are trying to do is wake the people around us up to the reality of the world around them before it gets to a bad point that we all don't want.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Doc. What do you think?
Well, I've been involved with a lot of families that homeschool, and I think the secret to why homeschool has been so fabulous, and I've seen it in every single homeschool family, is the kids that are homeschooled still like their parents. They still think their parents are cool, and they learn from their parents' life experiences, mistakes, successes, where the kids that go to the public schools very quickly, and there's so many professors and teachers today that are so bleeding heart liberal, they're teaching you that your family is the enemy almost. And so these kids, they don't think the parents are cool. They don't listen. They're in another world. But the homeschool kids, and not one single family has ever differed. They all get along well. The kids still think mom and dad are great, and they're learning from mom and dad, not just the school stuff, but life experiences. And I think that's the secret and the difference. And what a funny thing. That's how it used to be when we had little bitty one room schoolhouses.
Yeah.
That almost sounds like a family unit.
Yeah, I like that idea, but I guess a lot of people don't necessarily. You know, these indoctrination centers, the public schools, hospitals, they seem a lot like schools, right? You know, they're huge complexes, and they got all these people pushing paper around and sick people everywhere, and that's kind of like a school. You got all these paper pushers and sick kids everywhere. And yeah, they're not socialized. They are clumped together with other, 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds. You know, you can hang out with the 14-year-olds. You're 14 now. And it's not natural. It just is not natural. Because a natural society, when I guess I'm advocating homeschooling again, means that the kid has to deal with, his brother, his sister, his neighbors, and so forth. forth, then they're not going to be clumped together with a whole bunch of people that only see their perspective. You get to learn to interact with other individuals at their level. They might be adults. They might be younger than them. They might be older. And that's good. And they don't want that. And people think I'm harsh when I sit there and I talk about we really need to get rid of the school system. That would be one of the best things we could do for our society. Now, they could come back together and we could decide and we could probably put together some kind of a school co-op type thing. But it ain't going to be these big old camps with, you know, everybody from 5 years old to 18 are going to go over here and they have different classes. No. And but it needs to fail. We need to pull it out. But that's my take, right? I'm going to just freaking raise it and let's build something new and something good that goes with the dang healthcare system. My God, if I'm absolutely livid that the clowns up in Washington, D.C. are going to try to fix the Obamacare thing. No, the whole damn thing, the idea that you're doing it is it's broken. Let it go. But they can't do that, can they? I don't know. Doc, and I hate to go that direction, but the Obamacare and the new Trump care, they're going to be the same damn thing.
The problem is, anytime the government gets involved in anything, it's a disaster. They are not successful at trying to micromanage stuff, so they blow it. And we don't need forced health care. It's amazing. If you're a refugee or you're an illegal immigrant, you can get all the free stuff you need. But if you're here, we act like you have to be forced all this stuff down your throat. And people don't need that. I mean, there's so much wasted money. They could have put money aside to cover people for emergencies, which is catastrophic care. And that's about all you really need. And then day-to-day stuff would be affordable if there was more doctors like myself, because we don't need to beat you up and make a fortune off of you. We need to keep you well. And I always tell my patients, the job like a doctor like me is to fix it where we don't have to see you very much. And that might not make financial sense to some of the gurus, but it's the way it ought to be.
Look, I'm still waiting to get a bill from when Jen had to go to the emergency room several weeks ago. And I'm prepping myself to see the damn thing, because what is it? We were there 3 hours just sitting in the room. How much are they charging me to sit there? I don't know. There's going to be all sorts of little sub bills and everybody bills differently, they tell me. Before I was leaving, they sat there and go, well, do you want to sign up for financial aid? And I said, well, I don't know. How much are we talking? They're all, well, we don't know. Do you need financial aid? Says, how do I know if I need financial aid if I don't know how much? Right? You know, no, I don't want to sign up or, you know, here's all my records. This is what I make. This is what we make. Oh, poor me. I don't make. No. I work for a living. I make money, right? And I can work. And I pride myself in the fact that I can work hard and, you know, do stuff. But if we're talking $2,000, $4,000 for 3 hours of time in a hospital, you know, something's wrong. That whole construct is broken. And again, back to a couple weeks ago, the insurance company's not going to pay that. Nobody pays that. You know, it's insane. It's absolutely insane, Doc.
Well, it's not going to be as low as $2,000. If it is, you need to dance in the street and just pay them $10 a month until you get tired. But it's going to be expensive, and they're going to take your blood while you're still using it. And what she was trying to tell you when she asked if you wanted financial aid was the same thing they told Davy Crockett and all those guys at the Alamo. Do you really want to be here?
No, I don't know. I hope you're wrong, you know, but it really sucks because you're usually the optimist and I'm the pessimist. And I feel like I'm the one being optimistic at this point.
Well, and that's good. Maybe I'm wearing off on you a little bit, but unfortunately in the medical field, I've seen the bills. I know how they do things, and it is devastating. And they know insurance companies won't pay that, but they hope people that don't have insurance, they can hit them hard.
Okay. Well, hit them hard they do. It's the healthcare system. It's, well, the schools around you. It's your city council. They're all hitting you really hard, but they're doing it for the children. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio. We do need an independent Texas, folks.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
So it's kind of difficult. Yeah, it's kind of difficult trying to wrap this thing up. We've talked about so many different things. I think a good wrap up for the last 2 hours is, well, the city council loves you so much, they're going to hurt you. Your state government loves you so much, they're going to hurt you. The federal government loves you so much, they're going to hurt you. And they all really don't love them. They're all afraid and throwing stuff on you. It's a mess out here, folks. Trump is not going to change the entire world, so it's back to peace. Is he going to get it on the right track? No. He might make a few changes, but the whole dang thing's going to come back in, going to strangle you. You know, that's just the nature of the beast. Am I wrong, Alan?
No, and I would like to say that, you know, we actually do love you people out there. You know, I enjoy the opportunity. I've listened to this radio for a long time, heard a lot of the callers call in before, and I will say that it's nice to be able to actually talk to a few of you guys out there. There's other people out there, call in, man. We'd love to talk to you. Like I said, I've, you know, this is, it's kind of nice being able to talk to some of these people that I've heard, you know, Chris from Vegas and all these other, you know, Werner, I'm from Canada, you know, I'm not making fun of you, Werner. I love you, you know. But, you know, I'd like being able to talk to some of you guys, and it is really neat. It's been an experience that I've enjoyed.
It's like an extended family. It's a, you know, I can tune in and listen to, you know, different people that I appreciate their thoughts. Yes, definitely love all you guys out there at Republic Broadcasting, even the people that don't call in. Thank you for listening. And thank you for supporting Republic Broadcasting. That number, if you can, is 800-724-2719. Think about it. Write it down. We're about to go into break, and Sam's got to wrap everything up and do a bunch of stuff at the top of the hour. But you can call in and help the network, and because, well, believe it or not, Republic Broadcasting loves you. That's why they're there. 1-800-724-2719. Doc, you got the last few seconds.
Well, I just like to follow up with what you gentlemen said about our listeners. It's nice to have a place where we can put out the good stories that you don't hear all the time and let people call in and tell us their stories and their concerns where people actually want to hear it and we care. And it is a privilege to be here each week and do this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I'll take the last few seconds and say what? I don't know. I say there's good things out there. There's bad things out there. And some of the things that are happening look good and are bad. And some of the things you think are bad are actually really good. So, well, keep thinking and, well, keep everybody in your prayers, in your hearts, minds, and be good to people or some dang thing like that. I don't know. I don't know. How much time do we still got there, Sam? I think we're about ready to hit that that thing. So I don't want to switch subjects. Charlotte Iserby, the deliberate dumbing down of America. I guess we're far down that road. We're way down that road. Yep, 20 seconds. What can you do in 20 seconds, Doc? Can you bake a cake?
Well, just tell people to try to get involved and try to get educated, stay on top of things so they can't sneak stuff behind you. And hopefully it gets better and better.
Yeah, hopefully. Until next week, folks, thanks for listening. Appreciate all of you.
Instead they gave with all that they had to give. Made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.